This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's Tuesday the 21st of September, and over the three-day weekend, Gamba Osaka reasserted their authority over Japan's second city, with a 3-2 win over Cerezo Osaka at Banpaku on Saturday evening. I'm Ben Mabley with all the news on an instant-filled derby that might have served as a template for the Manchester United-Liverpool game in England the following afternoon, plus the rest of the weekend's J-League action. While hosting their local rivals for the first time in 4 years, Gamba went into the game with a point to prove after Cerezo's spectacular return to the top flight had left them trailing 3 points behind in the league standings. 18-year-old wonder kid Takashi Usami duly put the home side ahead in only the second minute, and their lead was doubled just 10 minutes later when Sōta Nakazawa headed home a free kick from Yasuhito Endo. The match then saw a major flashpoint in first half stoppage time, when Gamba defender Kazumichi Takagi was penalised for a foul in the 18-yard area immediately before a Cerezo corner. Incensed at referee Masaaki Iemoto's insistence that the corner should be retaken, rather than a penalty awarded, Brazilian forward Adriano then compounded the situation for the visitors by shoving Nakazawa and earning a red card for his troubles. Incredibly, the 10 men of Cerezo rallied to draw level within 10 minutes of the restart. Takashi Inui managed to place a speculative 25-yard effort inside Yosuke Fujigaya's left-hand post, before Amaral pounced on a mistake by the goalkeeper to level the scores and send the pink fans behind the goal into raptures. Gamba quickly recovered their poise, however, and after hitting the woodwork 3 times, eventually secured a deserved 3 points when left-back Michihiro Yasuda scored from a narrow angle to register his first J-League goal in 101 appearances. The result sees Gamba join third-place Cerezo on 40 points, 8 points behind leaders Nagoya Grampus after Mu Kanazaki's second-half strike gave them a share of the spoils at home to Yokohama F. Marinos. Kashima Antlers closed to within 5 points of the top as a first-ever J-League hat-trick from Marquinhos gave the reigning champions a 3-0 win over Almir Ardija, while Shimizu S-Pulse drew 1-1 to Rao Reds to pull level with the two Osaka clubs. At the other end of the table, FC Tokyo boss Hiroshi Jōfuku became the second J1 manager to lose his job within a week, after a 2-1 loss at Jubilo Iwata saw the Nabisco Cup holders slip into the bottom three, ironically to the benefit of Vissel Kobe, who drew 1-1 at Sanfrecce Hiroshima in Masahiro Wada's first game in charge. Jōfuku will be replaced in the capital by Kiyoshi Okuma, who originally took FC Tokyo out of the Japan Football League and up into J1 in a previous spell between 1994 and 2001. Elsewhere, Kyoto Sanga continued their slow revival with a 1-1 draw at Alborex Niigata. Vigata Sendai gained valuable breathing space by beating Montedeo Yamagata 2-0 in the Michinoku Derby, while Shonan Belmare remained rooted to the bottom after a dismal 6-1 home defeat to Kanagawa rivals Kawasaki Frontale. That's all for this week. Join me again for another Minute Cast next Monday. Bye for now.